Dearly beloved, we have come together in the presence of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, to set forth His praise, to hear His holy word, and to ask for ourselves and on behalf of others those things that are necessary for our life and our salvation. And so that we may prepare ourselves in heart and mind to worship Him, let us kneel in silence and with penitent and obedient hearts confess our sins, that we may obtain forgiveness by His infinite goodness and mercy. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against You in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved You with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of Your Son, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in Your will and walk in Your ways to the glory of Your name. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And today we will say the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ,
have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
Psalm for today is Psalm 80, either found on in your prayer book or on your printout. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock.
Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim.
In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh,
stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
O Lord God of hosts,
how long will you be angered by the prayers of your people?
You have fed them with the bread of tears.
You have given them bowls of tears to drink.
You have made us the derision of our neighbors,
and our enemies laugh us to scorn.
Restore us, O God of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand.
The son of man you have made so strong for yourself.
And so will we never turn away from you.
Give us light that we may call upon your name.
Restore us, O Lord God of hosts.
Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those with gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. You are the clay, and you are potter. You are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will say together Canticle 16, the Song of Zechariah. It's found on page 92 or in your Advent handout. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised us up for us, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God,
the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together our sequence hymn number 61, Sleepers Wake.
Sleepers awake. according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ. Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, in those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great glory and power. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. The fig tree learns the lesson. As soon as this branch of the tree become tender and put forth its leaves, you know the summer is near. So also, when you see these things take place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things are taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Without that day or their hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you can know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work and commands his work to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come in the evening or at midnight or the cock crow or dawn, or else you may find your sleep may come suddenly. And when I say to you, I say to all, keep awake, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I'm going to start with just a short video clip. Your screen is fine. It'll come back in a minute.
Ooh, Mr. Trouble never hangs around when he hears this mighty sound. Here I come to save the day. That means that mighty mouth is on the way. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, mighty mouth will join the fight. On the sea or on the land, get the situation well in hand.
Here I come to save the day. That's what we hope to hear. That's what we're looking for. I wish we had some sort of a bat phone or bat signal that we could send up and say, we need your help. Or who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. Why aren't we given that way to call so that superhero can come in and save the day? But we know it doesn't work that way. We are longing, yearning, looking for an answer to our situation. And we look to things that our society tells us will comfort us, will bring us hope, will bring us assurance, will bring us safety. And of course, then we're turned in the wrong direction. Nowadays, we call it self-soothing. It's those ways that we comfort ourselves when we are distressed or anxious or lonely or afraid. And believe you me, I tried with the eating my way out of this pandemic, and all I got was pandemic pounds. And so a couple of weeks ago, I changed my strategy. Now I've started shopping. So instead, it's pandemic purchasing. And of course, neither of those work. Neither of those really help in this situation. Babies sometimes know how to comfort themselves. They suck their thumb or hold their blankie or rock themselves. And of course, parents know. You just pat them on the back, or you rock them, or you sing to them. But what we know is that comfort is temporary, short-lived, and then the earthly troubles come back to haunt us. We cry out as the ancient Israelites cried out. Today we hear from Isaiah. The people are crying out to God and they're saying, oh, that you might tear down the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when the fire is kindled, the brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to the adversaries, so that nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no eye has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you who works for those who wait for him. But we don't like to wait for him. In the meantime, we keep making the same mistakes. We keep messing up. We fail to see God in our neighbor. We fail to forgive each other. We fail to take care of each other. We become blind to the needs of others and make idols of our own status and wealth and electronics and anything else that seems to bring us comfort. We know that we need the Lord's help, and we cry out to him. And the Israelites in that day cried out to him, and they said, "Yet you, O Lord, our Father, we are the clay. You are the potter. We put ourselves in your hands. We submit ourselves to you 100% that you might shape us, lead us, guide us, help us, save us, comfort us from everything that's going on in the world." Today, we also hear, read a portion of Psalm 80. It's just a part of it. And we studied Psalm 80 this week in Bible study. And it's the people of Israel. It's a communal lament. The whole people of Israel are saying, "We're in trouble again." And they're saying, "God, hear us. Listen to us. Wake up, God. We need your help." And four times in this psalm, it says, "Restore us. Make your face to shine upon us and save us." Because as of then, now we know that God has the power to save. Jesus has the will to save. But we need to turn to him. We need to look for him. We need to call to him. We need to depend on him. That's exactly what Jesus promises us today. We're in the first Sunday of Advent. We are in the first Sunday of year B, which means we will be reading Mark throughout this year. But we start out the first Sunday of Advent, as always, with the second coming of Christ, anticipating Jesus coming again. But this gospel that we read today, here today, is at the end of Mark. It is shortly before Jesus' crucifixion. And Jesus starts with this image, this vision, this apocalyptic. And apocalypse means revelation of the end times, the eschatology, when God will come to earth again, when God will judge the living and the dead, and when God will restore humanity and the new creation. And so we see these images of the sun going dark and the moon, the light of the moon goes dark and the stars fall from heaven and the man, Son of Man comes in the clouds with glory and he sends his angels out to all the ends of the earth, to all the nations and calls his elect to him. But part of what he tells us then is to stay awake, pay attention. Prepare yourself because we are not going to know the time or the season or the day when this happens. And then he continues to tell the disciples in the gathered crowd, he said, "You don't know if it's going to happen at evening or at midnight or at cock crow or at dawn." And what he's doing is pointing us forward to his last day. When he says evening, he's talking about the Last Supper when Judas betrays him. Midnight when he is arrested, cockcrow when Peter denies him, and dawn when he is sentenced to execution. And that's when we see God's mystery at work. Because as we walk with Jesus to the cross, it looks like the end of the story. It looks like once again we are left comfortless, hopeless, helpless. And instead, God comes in again. God saves us again, because with Jesus' death on the cross, we are saved from our sins. But not only that, God acts in the resurrection. Jesus' promises come true that he will be with us always. And he promises us the Holy Spirit, the comforter that will lead us and guide us if only we listen, if only we live into the Holy Spirit. We won't need self-soothing. We have it in the Holy Spirit. God comes to us in such unexpected ways. He comes to us as a newborn infant that is vulnerable, that is humble, that is completely dependent upon us. God comes to us in the resurrection and the new creations that happen over and over and over again. God comes to us in those little ways, those coincidences in our lives, or when a neighbor or a stranger reaches out to us in tiny little ways, giving thanks or forgiving us or bringing us a plate of cookies or giving us a phone call. Keep awake, pay attention, because those are the many ways that God is breaking forth into our creation, bringing us comfort, hope, promises, joy, peace, love. And then we're also invited to be a part of that. We're invited that when we live in the Holy Spirit, when we live in the promise of Christ, then we too will witness that by reaching out to others in those little ways, for asking for forgiveness, for offering forgiveness, for making that phone call, for bringing that plate of cookies. God knows we are afraid, anxious, lonely, distressed. When we turn to God, when we call out to him, when we lean on him, humble ourselves, he will come. And so this season of Advent, we are invited, keep watch, pay attention. Notice when God breaks in. Amen. I invite us to a minute of silence. Let us affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Prayers are in your red prayer book on page 97 or in your handout. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us say together, Our Father, which in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day, we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Lord, keep us from all sin today.
Have mercy on us, Lord.
Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we put our trust in you, and you, Lord, is our help. And we shall never hope in vain.
Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrances of the glorious resurrection of the Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that in the week to come may be spent in your favor through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, by whose spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together our anthem, Soon and Very Soon.
Is found on page 387 in your prayer book or found on your handout. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your,
that
name,
your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may shine by your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially Steve, Anne, Laura, Shelley, Ashlyn, Betty, Bob, Jerry, Julie and Ben, Cheryl, Jean, Nicole, Brian, Cheryl, Eliza Jane and family, Douglas, Richard, Kathy, Lindsay, Tammy S., John, Muriel, Heather, and also Andy, Jim and Marietta, Pam, Alan, Holding, Steve, Elaine, Andrea, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, those who mourn, and also for Tina, Katie, and Jim K.
Lauren, Chris, Brittany, Richard.
Dana, Kim,
Cece,
Kathy,
hasten, O Father, the coming of your kingdom, and grant that we, your servants, who now live by faith, may with joy behold your Son at his coming in glorious majesty, even Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. I invite you to join in the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your honorable servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness, kindness, and love, for all your praises, praise, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, your measure of love, the redemption of thy will, for all our prayers, for all our glory, and we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercy that we truly thank you, Lord, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you, holiness, and righteousness in our days.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing our closing hymn number 68, Rejoice, Rejoice.
Thank you.
May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.